yet I can't figure out the sound. And I'm like, and my identity is so closely tied to what I do in my work that I'm thinking, oh my God, if my snare is not perfect, everybody's gonna know. Everybody's gonna know. But then by just doing my best in an environment where it was fundamentally flawed, it was almost the most growth that I've achieved as an artist in decades. You know? Knuckle dragger. Yeah, give me another beer. It's not that I'm drinking. It's not that I'm like high on drugs. I'm just, it's like not off the table, and every now and then I'll have a beer, you know? And over the past 5 years with the pandemic and all that, yeah, there was moments where I was just so fucking stressed about it all that, yeah, that's what happened. That's what happened. But it's also fair to say that I guess a big part of why I didn't want to, you know, be public was that is because people would come up to me and say, hey, you know, I predicated my sobriety on the fact that you're sober. And it's one thing for me to say, hey, you know, I am now moderate with these things. I don't know what to tell you. It's been maybe 8 years since I've been moderate with these things. And I'm good in my life. I've got a beautiful life, and I've got beautiful people around me. But I didn't want people to say, oh my God, you know, he's now there. Therefore, that rationalizes it for me, and now I'm going to do that. And then all of a sudden, people are fucking up their lives thinking that, like, I'm some sort of teacher or, you know. And I'm not, man. I'm a 52-year-old guy who's just gone through fucking brutal shit recently, and my kids left home, and my, you know, my wife and my friends, and I'm like, you know, the death and like parents, and I'm just like doing my best, and I do, and I'm there for the people that need me to be there, and I'm not a fuck up, and I've managed to learn moderation, and I've managed to sustain you know, the artistic motivation to do these things that are rooted in an experience now and a tangible ability to face the sadness and face the death and face the fear and face all these things. And it was much different than I thought. Gratitude, the fourth song. It's not an ironic song. It's not like, you know, you see me on top of the world, gratitude. I mean it. Like, I'm so grateful for the experience of being human. It's so fucking intense. It's so profoundly colorful. And what it requires from us as entities is to look at ourselves, who we are, and to be there for the people and to not fuck up, you know? And if you do fuck up, then to forgive yourself for it and then to move forward. And gratitude, I mean it. Eubelia, it was a term, it was a name, a Greek name that I thought was really an interesting way to name a song. It was, I'm just looking it up here. Eubelia is a feminine name that acts as a creative spin on the classic Greek name Ophelia. While this may remind you of the tragic character from Hamlet, the name can have a much more optimistic ring to it, translating to help or aid. This name can encourage a young heart from the start. It's a moniker that reminds the youth of the importance of selflessness and reaching out a hand to the loved ones that need it.